DS, Shadowrun?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yes, very good.
Oh,
it's a bit expensive for what you get, but it's a really good game. I mean, it's totally innovative first-person shooter. I mean, it's different than anything you've ever played before. If you're not sure about spending the $60 on it, at least rent it. Or at least play the demo.
Yeah. Well, I have the demo, yeah.
But, I mean, the demo is just about, you know, it doesn't have all the races in there, and it doesn't have all the magic and tech.
Yeah.
And it's only got the one stinking map. But it is... I think it's worth the $60.
Yeah. Want to talk about the games coming out soon?
Yeah, what are you guys looking forward to?
Pretty much Halo. That's it.
Halo?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have any other games?
Not really. Darkness. I haven't really looked into too much game-wise.
Let me take a look at what's coming up here.
Yeah, definitely Bioshock and The Darkness. Those are, like, prime summer.
You know, I haven't looked that much into Bioshock, but it's getting a lot of press, and especially that Big Daddy character, or whatever, the guy, I guess he's in a big aqua suit with a drill hand.
Oh,
I don't know if
yeah.
You've seen the pictures. I guess he's on the cover, too, of it. But we've got...
they got more cool stuff than that. That's definitely one of the better things about it, but it's like... Oh, I don't know. Just look at all the videos and you can see all the powers and stuff. You got, like...
Yeah.
Psycho.
I haven't looked into it that much, but I've got... See a release date of, 8 is August 21st?
Yeah. Oh, and, the next Medal of Honor should be coming out in August. That looks at least better than the last one, you know?
Yeah.
What month is it, July?
June.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. It's, like, not by a long stretch because it's pretty late in June now.
Well, yeah. Third week in June. But it looks like they sent out a press release for Half-Life 2. It's going to come out October 9th.
Oh, good. Probably good for my birthday, even though my birthday is on the 30th.
Yeah, that one, I'm looking forward to playing Portal and Team Fortress 2.
Oh, Team Fortress, a ride.
Yeah.
I remember that, dude. I used to play on Counter-Strike a lot. Yes, PC.
Did you play it on the Half-Life engine?
I used to play Counter-Strike a lot, dude, yeah.
Yeah, I played it before it was on the Half-Life engine. It was on the original Quake engine, and that's where I played it. I never played it. That was where it originated. And I never played it on the Half-Life engine. Well,
I guess when I
downloaded Half-Life 2 on Steam, it came with Team Fortress, the original.
Yeah.
It just wasn't the same as it was on Quake, and so I didn't get into it that much.
Oh,
it's just,
like,
you know, it
was
slightly different. Well, it was more refined, which is, you know, something you would actually think most people would enjoy, but because it was different than what I expected it to be, I didn't get into it. But I think Half-Life 2, or Team Fortress 2,
yeah,
I mean, that just looks awesome with the cell shading and all that.
It's like Pixar, but, like, you get to blow chunks out of people, so it's all good.
Yeah. I wonder if
like,
they're going to have...
Oh, Nemo, you're mine. Pixar, shut up. I want that game. But yeah, as far as games go, I don't even know much, dude. I'm kind of preoccupied.
Yeah, if it's coming out in October, it looks like it's going to go up against Grand Theft Auto, which will come out a week after that. You hear the Grand Theft Auto, or Microsoft paid $50 million to get exclusive downloadable content on the 360.
Holy shit, dude. I think that,
For Grand Theft Auto 4. That's fucking insane.
I think that Take-Two and Rockstar would, you know, be so happy to even have it on the console alone. Because weren't they wanting GTA 3 to be on the Xbox One, but they kind of denied it for rental reasons?
Well, I don't know what the story was with Grand Theft Auto 3, but, you know, eventually what San Andreas came, didn't it? It was on the original version. I never bought it, but I think they had a... It eventually came out on the Xbox One.
Yeah, like the summer after the year it came out.
Yeah, a year later or something like that.
Yeah.
But it looks... What came out... But I guess Take-Two had a stockholder conference call, or financial results conference call, and there was this mystery $5 or $50 million on their budget, and somebody asked where it came from, and they said the first $25 million is for episodic content package that's supposed to be out in March of 08 for the 360, and the second $25,000 is for another one that will be later in the year. So it's like $50 million Microsoft paid them so that they won't release episodic content on the PS3. That's fucking insane.
Oh, dude. Like, here. Here's 50 mil.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't even need to pay that much. It's just, like, insurance, pretty much. All the money.
Yeah. But now Microsoft's got to make that up with the, Microsoft points that you buy, you're going to buy those content packs with. They're probably going to be $10-$15.
Yeah, man. Oh, well, if an episode is like how they do the episodes with Half-Life, I don't know if you played that as on like the PC, but like 4 or 5 hours each.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, that's so far out. That's not even till... You know, it's just a little over a year, or a little less than a year away, so who knows what it will be by the time they get done.
Yeah. Either way, man, like, I could probably do GTA with that episode. It's probably be so big.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
if they tacked on some achievements to those episodes, oh, yes, I would buy them.
Well, you know they've got that extra 250 points they can add on afterwards, so for achievements, so they're definitely going to have them.
Yeah. I still think they should add, like, another 250 just to make it seem a little more even. 1,500? Doesn't that sound better than 1,250?
Well, doesn't...
This falls
doesn't
off
it
my
sound
tongue.
Like... I don't know. I just got the impression, knowing that they're going to have two packs come out for that game, and that's going to be a big enough game where I can see them putting the first 250 in the first pack, and then they make an announcement right before the second pack comes out that, oh, we upped the total gamer score for each game to 1,500, you know, 1,000 in the original game, and then, you know, 500 for the add-on packs, you know, right before they release it, so everyone has to get it and get their gamer score. I don't know. I'm sort of glad. I've stopped even really caring about GamerScore anymore.
Yeah. I'll go by. He's like 50,000.
You're still going after every single point you can get?
I am. But every point that I can get, you know, like, I'm not going to buy a game just to get more achievement points now, but mostly because I don't have money.
Okay.
You know, like, if I have a game, I'll milk it for all it's worth, achievement-wise. You've seen what I've done to Perfect Dark. That was just...
Yeah,
oh,
Jesus.
Built it.
Well, yeah, I've just decided I'm, you know, I'll happily take gamer score when it comes my way, but I'm not going out of my way to get that last point on a game for something that's just insanely... difficult to do or just not fun. You know, I'll look at the achievements to see what part of the game maybe I haven't explored. and I'll go look at it that, you know, go after sort of in a roundabout way by exploring the part of the game that I missed. But I'm not going after 1,000 points on each game anymore. That's just too hard.
I don't like the achievements where it's like you got to accumulate stuff 100 hours in Command Conquer.
Okay. 100 hours, yeah, right there.
Well, I mean, like, you know, spending so much time, you know, in a game or getting, you know, X thousand number of kills, you know, you're either going to get those because you love playing the game and you played it that much, or you're not going to get them, you know. I'm not going to play a game a couple extra hours just because I know I'm close to that achievement if I don't want to play it. That's just my take on it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know you guys aren't so passionate about Gears of War, but I loved every kill of the 10,000 this one.
Yeah, there was no way I was ever getting that one. I just didn't like that game that much. I don't even think I got that on 10,000 kills on Rainbow Six Vegas, and I really liked that game. Played it, you know, for a couple months straight.
Oh, yeah. I'll play that if, you know, friends start playing it, but I don't really touch the game unless I see people on it.
You talking about Gears?
No, Rainbow.
Yeah.
I wish you had, like, Guitar Hero multiplayer, dude. That'd be, oh, I'd be all over that.
Yeah.
Guitar
well,
Hero 3?
Yeah. It kind of bums me out, dude. I don't know. I want to do it now, though. Like, damn it.
Well, it's not too far away. It's, like, what, 5 months?
Yeah, it should be out by Christmas. So November, probably.
Wait, is there like
that
a song list out yet?
Controller.
I got
there's
a couple.
Like, I think they have like 5 or 8 songs that they've confirmed are going to be
in it.
I'm
going to look into that.
I saw like 8 or 10. They have like a list on IGN, pretty sure. Like good ones, too.
Yeah, if you go to Wikipedia and look it up, it's got all the songs.
Oh, yeah. Good old Wikipedia, dude. How could I even forget?
I know.
Yeah, they got, like,
did you guys
Tenacious D in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
They got a video of it playing, too, on game trailers. It's called Metal.
It's called Metal.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Grunge died.
Grunge.
For metal.
Corny, dude.
Let's see what we can
do. It looks so Evan hard, too,
yeah.
Like on Expert.
Oh, really?
It.
It's like
yeah, it looks really hard.
Like Jordan.
No, not as hard as Jordan.
They've got.
No way.
I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, they've got 14 songs listed on Wikipedia. Yeah, Barracuda by Heart.
Yes.
Chubby. Cherubi Rock, Smashing Pumpkins, Cult of Personality by Living Color.
Yes.
Even Flow by Pearl Jam. Knights of Canadra by Muse. Lay Down by Priestess. The Metal by Tenacious D.
Yes.
Monsters by Matchbox Romance.
Wait, Monsters?
My Name is Jonas. Yeah. My Name is Jonas by Weezer. Paint It Black, The Rolling Stones.
Yes.
Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. Sabotage by The Beastie Boys.
Yes.
Schools Out by Alice Cooper and Slow Ride by Foghat.
That's pretty slick. It's kind of alright. I can dig that.
Hey, you know
yeah,
what's
I
even
mean,
slicker
not...
is that they're the original recordings. They aren't some ghetto.
Oh, really?
Band.
No, it's some like Homo thing.
Well,
like, yeah.
10 of those 14 are the original recordings.
Any of them?
Some of the older, yeah. Some of the older ones are as made famous by or.
God
but that
damn.
I mean that right there is more than what was in Guitar
Hero.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
There was like only 4 out
so,
of what 64 songs that were
original. Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of the unlockable
yeah,
songs
all,
were originals because they were all no name bands.
I heard of Shadows Fall before.
Yeah,
like,
Shadows
yeah,
Fall definitely sounds
yeah,
different.
But you know, you're not going to get, you know, like for the old one, you're not going to get Kurt Cobain to redo any of his songs anymore. So,
like,
you know, there's nothing you can do there.
Wake your ass up,
Barracuda.
Cobain.
They're not putting Barracuda in that.
Yes,
Barracuda.
That, yeah, unfortunately, that's one of the cover songs.
Look at that, Barracuda.
No!
See, no.
Well,
that song is horrible,
dude.
What do you mean?
Why? It's like classic horrible, though, you know?
Never,
like, oh, but it's vintage. Pay respects. Holy shit.
I'm gonna have fun playing Barracuda. I don't know about you.
I mean, I like, love that song, Barracuda.
The other hard song. What is it?
Crazy on You. Is that hard?
Yeah.
I want to go play guitar here now, dude. I think I might.
I won't do it.
Go play heart.
No, like, I'm not saying that's my favorite song, but
and
sure, I'll play it. Like,
we
I'm glad to hear that's one of the... They could have had worse, like, stupid...
Guitar Hero, too.
What's the first song in the Guitar Hero?
Mommy's alright, daddy's alright.
I don't know the name of it, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh, shit.
No, just, like, oh, I hate that song.
Surrender.
My controller went dead there for...
The name of the song, Surrender.
Oh, Surrender. Blows chunks.
Pretty good song, dude. I like
no,
Rebel God
no.
and Shadow Fall, man, dude.
Yeah.
Pretty slick. I was like, yeah. The best
There's
song I have
Soundgarden
by far is
actually,
Yes We Can. Did
no!
Play?
Oh my god.
sounds like a pinball machine, like on crack.
I love it, dude. Oh, jeez.
It's like somebody shaking a pinball table, too. It's not even just like the noises that you normally get. It's like... Oh. Or like, Yes We Can!
Every time
yes,
I
week,
every time I pick it up, I have to play that song. It's so great.
I like Drink Up, personally.
Drink Up. I like Soy Bomb. That's a pretty good one, too.
Yeah, Soy Bomb.
I like, Beach
like
Boys,
Elephant
kind
Bones.
Of. They should
like
make Drum Hero. When does that Rock Band thing come out?
Oh, like, it should be out this fall. I think it's gonna,
oh,
like...
Wait, oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think they've announced an official date, but it's sometime before Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, even in January, probably, but, like, it's around that time frame. Because I remember one of the sites said, like, either, you know, like, from fall to January, that nothing's definite.
They confirmed four songs on there. Weezer, Say It Ain't So, Black Sabbath, Paranoid, The Who's, Won't Get Fooled Again, Nirvana's In Bloom.
Oh, In Bloom's good.
Yeah.
I like the bass on that
Which
song.
One's that?
Oh, it's like
Sing
where
it.
The guitar riff is like da-na-na-na-na-na, da-na-na-na-na-na,
da-na-na-na-na-na, Like Sal, the kid
for food.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I really only know that song out of the four songs you mentioned, though. Oh, and the Weezer one, too.
They're saying for Rock Band that the guitars are going to have 10 frets.
Oh, really? I was looking for, like, pictures of it and stuff to see what, like, the drum set was going to be like, but I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't seen any pictures of the things. I've just seen some write-ups on it.
10 frets, that's crazy. It's going to be all, like,
you're
ridiculous.
Gonna have five frets for the regular section and five for the solos.
Yeah.
Imagine if they had strings.
That would kind of be cool, dude.
I hadn't heard strings. The microphone doubles as a tambourine.
From the tambourine.
I don't know how that works.
I heard it's gonna have like a kind of karaoke
it's part
to it.
You can invite all your friends over. Like, all right, you can play the guitar. I'll play the tambourine. Like, you can play the harmonica.
Yeah.
They're saying that the drums, you have actual sticks to hit one of four color pads in front of you and an additional kick pedal.
Nice.
So.
If it was just like four blocks, I'd be pissed. Like, it sucks.
Like, good Toys R Us? No way.
Yeah, like Toys R Us. I was going to be always elaborate and sweet, like a V drum kit or something.
Here's another funny thing. If one person fails, the whole band doesn't fail. Their section of the screen turns gray, and they sit out until one of the bandmates activates star power or whatever they're calling it in that. And then that brings that person back in.
Like,
and start playing again.
No.
All right. Bow down. I'm about to activate this shit.
And apparently there's freeform jam sessions.
Oh, really? Like, write your own tune?
I don't know. It says if all bandmates reach the end of the song, you'll be greeted with one huge freeform jam.
Like a big solo or something. I would think a bunch of noise.
Maybe.
All right, guys. This song can be as shitty sounded as possible, but we're gonna have to bust out arpeggios.
It's like waking the cadaver, dude. Like, goodbye. Just play noise.
Re.
Pretty sweet, though. It's really going to be crazy expensive, though, dude. Because, like, what, the guitar was, like, $80?
Yeah.
I'll still buy it, though.
They're going to have all that extra.
I'll totally buy it.
Oh, the bass component better be bitching. Because I know those games always, like, slack on that. You know, like, Guitar Hero was dissing it with all the loading screens. Like, a mini fridge is more important than your basses. No.
Like, it totally is.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be able to use your Guitar Hero 2 controller, the Explorer controller for Rock Band, so.
Well, it doesn't have 10 frets.
I know you can use the you're not going to be able to use all the extra features, but you'll have the, you know, whammy bar and the 5 frets. Yeah, I don't want 10 frets anyway.
Oh, I do.
I can barely deal with the 5th one.
Fret it up.
I have like a double-necked guitar.
I'll do one.
Like Jimmy Page signature. I've actually seen like a triple-necked guitar. I don't even know what it was, though.
Dumb.
Yeah, it did kind of look weird. It was like all at an angle. It wasn't like just straight.
Guitar, bro. Yeah, Rock Band, I'm all about it.
They find money for the.
What else you got, Carl?
What else do I have? On
oh,
Rock
no,
Band?
In general.
In general? There was this thing I saw where apparently this guy, I can't pull up the story now, the website's not responding, but this guy had he's holding a party in his dorm room or someplace like that, and his Guitar Hero 2 disc got all scratched up, and his Explorer guitar controller ended up getting peed by some jerk.
Like me, no.
So he wrote this up on his blog or some forum somewhere, and the guys at Harmonix saw it, and they took pity on him, and they sent him a new copy of the game and a new controller that's all signed by them, but it's signed in, like, piss yellow Sharpie marker. They sent it off to him, and they got there's, like, a picture of it online.
I might have allowed somebody pooped on it. But it's not even poop. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. Let's see, Orange Box. There's the song I found today called Ring of Fire. Or Okay. Yeah, Ring of Fire. It's a parody of the old Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire song, with 360 Red Ring of Death inspired lyrics. I'll add that in at the end of the download. You guys can listen to that. And then the top 10 list for 360 games for last week came out. And much to my surprise, Crackdown is still on there. It went from number 2 to number 5. And Gears stayed at number 1. Forza shot up to number 2 from number 7. Rainbow Six was at 3. And then the Shadowrun demo was at 4.
How? That's crazy.
Yeah, Forza. I mean, that is my new favorite game. I cannot stop playing that. I got to tear myself away from it so I can play with people on Shadowrun or something. You know, be social. The single player on it. I mean, I haven't even really got online and raced yet, and I'm still having fun just playing the single player career. I even got the official racing wheel and all that. I'm having a blast. I mean, I played that all day yesterday. And when I got tired of playing, I get up and do a few chores and sit right back down and race again. Huh. I don't know. Are you guys into racing games at all?
I did the first Forza. Digged it. Had to trade it in, though, due to, like, some other really important game.
I don't really dig them too much.
That and new MotoGP is coming out in August, right around the same time as, well, a couple weeks before BioShock. I like MotoGP, but I don't know, the last couple ones have been going downhill, and this one looks like it's really gone downhill.
Oh.
It's like they haven't added anything new in the last couple of years.
The graphics in the last one actually caught my attention pretty good.
Yeah, I liked MotoGP 06. I mean, it had a bunch of tracks. The extreme mode was good. But, I mean, it was basically the same as 05 and 04. You know, just small improvements. And it wasn't the same developer that originally did it. So, I don't know. I think it's run its course. And, you know, the old games are just as good as the new ones. I mean, from the Xbox version to the 360 version, the graphics made a leap, but that was about it. You know, the controls are still basically the same, and the mechanics were the same. I don't know what else they can do with that. Hopefully it doesn't turn into a Madden.
It's like John Madden on the front of the cover. The...
Well, I do not understand. According to GameFly, from 7/17, when NCAA 08 comes out, 7/18, All Pro Football comes out, and then a month later, Madden 08 comes out. You know, it's like they need 3 football games in the space of a month. How the, you know? There can't be that many people that want to play football games. I can see, you know, Madden's going to do good, and probably NCAA is going to do good, because those are the same two people that do that, but the 2K has that all-pro football. I don't think that's going to do too well. Who knows? Maybe they got better. I don't play football games, so I don't know. But there really doesn't look like there's anything coming out until BioShock in August. I don't see anything on GameFly list.
Darkness is coming out in 8 days. What is
it? Is that not on there?
Darkness.
Oh yeah, Darkness on 6/27. Yeah.
Oh, 6/27? This is 25th, wherever I look.
Well, Gameplay
does.
I think they put the Wednesday instead of the Tuesday. I don't know. Gamefly is my new place to look up when games are coming out. They seem to be pretty good on it, keeping it up to date. Team Xbox used to have a really good section, but they don't seem to keep it up to date anymore.
Yeah, I don't like Team Xbox. They seem to have like all the recycled stuff from like IGN and GameSpot. Never looked.
I don't know. I think something happened in the last year where they just gave up or something. They got tired of working on their site and are just doing the bare minimum to keep it semi-relative.
There it goes.
Well, you guys have anything else?
Nothing from me, not really.
I don't know, like, yeah, I don't got anything, no.
There's the Forza 2 all-nighter going on Saturday night into Sunday morning. I don't know what the hell that is. They just had an announcement on Xbox.com this afternoon about that. What else do they have written down here? That's it. So, well, I think we'll end this up.
Oh.
Take off.
All right.
Something to drink and eat.
This one goes out to all you folks who've ever seen the Red Rings of Death from your friends at SarcasticGamer.com.
Loved my 360. Better games than PS3. It's Xbox Live that I desire. But then I got the Ring of Fire. And when I got that dreaded Ring of Fire, I called Microsoft for repairs that I require. But I sat on hold till I got tired. Frickin' Ring of Fire.
Hey, thanks for calling Xbox Customer Support. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Which console are you calling about?
The 360!
I can see if someone's available to help you, but first I need to check one thing.
Oh,
which console? Please say original Xbox or Xbox 360.
360!
I can't stand this burning Ring of Fire. I called Microsoft for repairs that I require, but I sat on hold till I got tired. Frickin' Ring of Fire. Finally got this guy named Lee. He said repairs are free. I heard him say to my chagrin, they ran out of boxes to mail them in. So I've still got this burning Ring of Fire, and I can't play Gears yet, it's really getting dire. And it burns, 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 this Ring of Fire, this Ring of Fire.
Say original Xbox or press 1, or Xbox 360 or press 2. Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Okay, super secret backstage time. I heard a tip today about Shadowrun. When you're using the rifle, if you hold down the right trigger, you actually have an alt-fire mode, which fires a 3-round burst. So you just hold it down, it'll fire 3 rounds in rapid succession, and then let go, and you can fire either single shot again by pulling the trigger, or you can fire more 3-round bursts by holding the trigger down.